T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Whether you are a worker at a newly reopened business or you plan on being a customer there, you will likely be asked to waive your right to sue if you were to become infected with COVID-19. And even if you do sign such a waiver, there are a ton of possible legal complications. Thomas Geis is a founding attorney of the Labor and Employment Group at the law firm Crowell and Mooring in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us. So is this our perhaps not too bright legal future that all of us who are employees are going to have to sign away rights in case we get sick? And every time we step into a store to buy something, they're going to say, sign this first.
I think it's very unlikely that most employers will require waivers from employees. They are hard to enforce in many states, not enforceable because of workers' compensation laws. Customers are sort of right in the middle of the spectrum that I think about when I think of waivers and acknowledgments. At the left end of my spectrum are employees. At the right end are ski lifts. When you go to the ski lift, you know that skiing is inherently risky, and you sign a waiver and you assume the risk. Customer situations are kind of in the middle. What we're seeing with a lot of companies that have customers is something that's different from a waiver. It's called an acknowledgement form. Most companies realize, as I think we all do, that nobody can guarantee that you won't be exposed. And so what most businesses are doing is trying to protect themselves from liability through some combination of acknowledgements, notices, and waivers in certain situations.
Now, does that get pretty ironclad if you were to take that into a court and say, look, I got sick, but I'm trying to find a way, or here's my way, here's my idea to get around this thing? And what does the judge do when he looks at those?
Yeah, good question. Waivers are only effective against common negligence claims and would not be effective in almost all states against claims of gross negligence. Another thing about employee lawsuits, workers' compensation should be the exclusive remedy for people who get sick in the workplace, but that doesn't bar claims by family members or customers or visitors or anybody else to a business.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, suppose an employee does work for an employer who has them sign something, and they get sick and their family member or members get ill. Can't the family members say, look, I wasn't a party to this, I didn't sign anything?
Oh, absolutely right, yes. And nobody would seriously think that you could get a non-employee claim covered by workers' compensation. These are called take-home claims. Somebody, hope not, gets sick, takes it home, somebody in the household gets sick, and those people have what's called a tort claim. That would not be barred by workers' compensation.
We've had a few discussions on this. Do you foresee a bunch of COVID-related lawsuits that actually go anywhere or just get filed? Because as long as the company is taking sensible measures, isn't that the standard to point to and say, look, I was doing my best?
Well, we're getting hundreds per week. We track them all, and doing your best, of course, is the traditional response that a business would assert. I think the issue is that the standard of care changes rapidly. We get new government guidance, it seems like every other day, and that's not an exaggeration. And there's something called hindsight bias. I think the concern that many businesses have is some judge or some jury a year and a half from now is going to ask, well, why didn't you do ABC in the middle of June when you should have known better?
This is sort of a side question, but I can see this starting to develop down the road. Eventually, they think the experts will have a vaccine. Will employers have the right to insist that employees be vaccinated in order to work in whatever job they're doing, in much the same way that schools, you know, require that young students have to be vaccinated? And even there, as you know, there's great controversy.
Yeah, in almost every case, employers will be able to insist on vaccination, just like they can now insist on, taking temperatures before entering the worksite. The big caveat there is people who have sincerely held religious beliefs. Some people think that vaccination is inconsistent with their religious beliefs. But generally, yes, we think that will happen.
Thomas Geis, founding attorney, Labor Employment Group with the law firm Crowell & Moring in Washington, D.C. Thanks.